Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Jared, take us racing this weekend.
Championship Day, Jimmy. And what would Championship Day and Doncaster Day and Derby Day be without a very wet Randwick? Because yes, it will be on Saturday. Listen, I want to go to the Doncaster. Absolutely ripping race. I love this race every year, have done for a long, long time. And clearly on a wet track, I think there's a couple here at a nice price. I want to back two in the race. So let's go to Randwick, Doncaster. Race 8, I want to back number 4, Militarize, and number 12, Lady Laguna. Each at somewhere around the $11 mark. I'll have 50 each on those two. Militarize, Jimmy, as we know from 12 months ago, he loves it when it's wet. And picked up a very nice result that some of us did back and some of us forgot the back. But yep, Lady Laguna, she's absolutely flying at the moment. Thought she got in very well with a lightweight here. And she also likes the wet track. So two at 11 bucks, that'll do me for Saturday. And as I collect on those, Jimmy, I'll turn the telly on to watch the game from Townsville.
Very nice. Very nice. What about you, Tristan? Have you got one for us?
Yeah, I'm going to take us to the sires, Randwick Race 6. It's the return of all the Golden Slipper horses, and Storm Boy is still a firm favourite, 260 into 250. But I'm going to continue with that winning form of Lady Camelot. It's been $5 into 370 already. I think it's going to continue to firm as it gets closer to start time, and I'm going to lock us in at $3.70, Race 6, number 9, Lady of Camelot.
Staking plan?
I'm just going to stick on the nose there, Jimmy.
Okay, all right, no problem. Nice of you to mention another Will, which was a win for the listeners last week. What was that final price that we got there, Tristan? I think 240, 230?
Just a little bit less than that, Jimmy, but you got a winner. So you got the top flark. I think the problem is when everyone listens to your tips on a Wednesday, the plunge occurs. So I think we better go back to locking in a fixed price for you.
Yeah.
Was it $1.14?
Wasn't it $1.14?
This was the discussion that I was having with Charlotte. I was trying to convince Charlotte to run out on the ground. I got Jimmy sledging me about the price of the top fluctuation. There's a lot happening on Saturday night.
Maybe the lay of the day on Saturday, Jimmy. Are you buttering up?
Another Will?
Yes.
Well, funny you mention that, Jared, because I love going this, and no doubt Mr. Merlihan will sort something out for us here, but I'm going to go to Randwick Race 8. That's the Doncaster.
Here we go.
I have a different runner to you. I've got Kovalika. Knowing that the sting out of the track, lots of rain around, we've talked about it all throughout the podcast, 1,800 metres or 2,000 metres. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. So race is going to suit this Chris Waller runner, deep field, and another Will looks hard to beat. But each way bet on Kovalika. Now, my understanding is that right now at Top Sport, it is $17 and $4.60. So all important staking plan here, Tristan. I'm going to go with the old 30-70. Thanks very much. The 30-70.
All right, that's locked in.
Okay, and clearly we need to have a lunch bet.
Yeah,
so work this one out, Tristan. How do we do it?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think this through because obviously Jared's got two runners and they're both shorter in the market than your selection. So I think a fair solution of being a bystander to this this head-to-head battle, potentially what if Jimmy's horse beats one of Jared's home?
Okay, so if Jimmy's horse beats one of mine home...
Mm.
No, I could win the race and run last and still lose a lunch bet.
Well, you know, that's just the ups and downs of racing, Jared.
That's a starting point of the negotiations. I'm battling with my negotiations.
Okay, just looking at the prices and you wanted to lay another Will, what if you give me another Will and the lowest score of finishing positions wins?
Okay. I'll do that.
All right. We need to get the terms and conditions set out in an email on this one.
We do. We need to get the calculator out. You'll be hoping for mass scratchings as well, Jimmy, and the TJ Smith for the rain. You'll be praying for the rain.
So another Will plus Kovalika.
Yep.
And then you've got your two. And yep. Just say mine finished first and second. which will be very hard for me to be beaten there, but that equals three. How's that?
Beautiful.
All right, done.
And you can still get beat, Jared, if you run first and last.
Yes.
Which would be a great sight to see.
So, Jared, you could win.
Listen, if I run, first and last, but pick 550 up, I'll be okay.
Well, I was going to say you can win your bet. I can win my bet, and I can still win the lunch bet. So that'd be, geez, wouldn't that be a lovely outcome?
Jimmy, I'll tell you a little exact that we do need to take. My two and yours.
Yeah?
Box them up for the exacta.
All right. Tristan, is it you have the capacity to say yay or nay to that? Are we prepared to put additional yes. funds on that?
I'll do that. I'll put a boxed exacta for those three runners in the Doncaster. No worries at all.